scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics.
And Megan, you're starting the day off at home this morning, and I got to tell you, there's this new thing. Since you're using gadgets right now, you're using your computer to do this whole thing.
Yeah, and my phone. I'm double dutying right now. Yeah.
So check this out. A company has created a new gadget designed to stop us from using gadgets.
Oh, all right.
So it's called the Social Light, and it's a lamp that only lights up if you put your phone on top of it. Now, the gadget senses your phone's electromagnetic field, and when the phone is there, you get light. When you pick up your phone, the lamp goes out, and then you're stuck in a dark room. The whole idea of this is to, at the very least, help you become more thoughtful about constantly using your phone instead of just using it out of habit. So,
yeah. I just like to use my phone in a dark room. So it wouldn't bother me.
Right. That's the thing is the screens light up. So how is that really deterring? Now, if it charges your phone, then maybe that's a better thing.
Oh, yeah. Like it could be more of an incentive to keep it on the lamp. It's an interesting idea.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We could probably all use all the help we could get at this point, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So this is interesting and quite, I don't know. It surprises me it's taken this long. So Facebook launched a food delivery service on Friday. Facebook users can now use their Facebook page to order from Chipotle, Five Guys, Jimmy John's, and Jack in the Box, among others. So to find a restaurant, you just click the order food button.
Oh.
I'm surprised. Like, Facebook is going to be involved in everything we do.
Oh, yeah. Between Facebook and Amazon, I mean, it's controlling our life completely, and it's all connected in some way.
You can shop on Facebook. You can talk on Facebook. You can get your food delivered on Facebook. You never have to leave.
Exactly.
You
never have to take your gadget out of your hands. So
you can just
live in a dark room eating your delivery food. check this out. So Food & Wine magazine says that a Seinfeld-themed restaurant is going to be opening in Milwaukee on Halloween. I love this idea. We should take a road trip.
That's great.
So this restaurant's going to feature food and cocktail menu inspired by the show. And the menu is being kept secret right now, but it's going to include some of the characters' favorite foods like George's spicy chicken. And the Seinfeld restaurant will only be open for one night before changing back into a sausage bar and grill.
Wow, so, that sounds fun.
I wish it would turn into the old diner that they used to go to all the time.
Yeah, no kidding. I actually thought that was what they meant at first.
Yeah.
They'll use that as the inspiration
for
the decor. That would be fun. Well, it turns out that me wanting to have wine in the shower isn't so weird after all. Or even if it is weird, it's okay because now Amazon's going to sell a suction cup wine glass holder called the Sip Caddy, which will hold your glass while you lather up in the shower. It can even hold a champagne flute if you're feeling really fancy. It can hold up to 7 pounds of pressure, so that allows for quite a lot of wine.
Yeah.
I have to say, though, we've talked, I think, on the show before about shower beers and shower wine. Mm-hmm. Shower wine does not work out that well.
Yeah, I don't...
The opening is too big.
Yeah, I think if you had it in a bottle, if you just had it holds 7 pounds of pressure, so you could just put the whole bottle in this caddy.
That's true. I don't know. For me, a shower beer still makes so much more sense.
Yeah.
Like, it's cold, it's refreshing. You could just, it's just the idea of having it. You don't actually even have to drink it while you're in there. But
exactly.
Shower wine is just a little, I don't know. There's too much splashage.
And shower beer is already like frothy. So if you happen to get a little soap in there, you're not even going to notice. So it totally makes sense.